Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hey friends, welcome to a bonus Friday episode of That Sounds Fun. It's also kind of an episode of Human Hope. This is going to be interesting. I am your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today. I love getting to see you on a Friday. And we have got a great little show in store for you. Today on the show, I get to talk with, well, technically, he talks with me. It's my friend Carlos Whitaker, my Here For You tour buddy. We are in the middle of packing and finishing up tour prep, loading the bus. And before we hit the road next week, we want to sit down and talk about why we even wanted to do this tour together in the first place. We realized recently that maybe some of you around here are new and don't know who Carlos is, and I always want my friends to meet my friends, and a lot of Carlos's friends don't know who I am. And so we actually took a few minutes to chat about our friendship and give you some inside scoop all about the tour and what to expect. And Carlos kind of interviews me, and I kind of just stole this episode and put it on my show too. So it's kind of a Human Hope episode that we're just letting us also hear on That Sounds Fun. It's cool, you guys. The Here For You tour is going to be so fun. It is brought to you by our friends at African New Life. African New Life exists to provide access to education, leadership training, and healthcare in Africa through church planting and Christian discipleship, and through holistic care for vulnerable children and women and men in need. So while we get to hang out here in the States in June and remind each other that we are here for each other, we also get to reach out to new friends across Africa to remind them that we are here for them too. It is going to be such a special part of every night. Okay, you guys, I am like beside myself to get this tour started. And this is a great first like appetizer. So here is our conversation all about the Here For You tour.
Annie Downs.
Carlos Whitaker.
Annie F. Downs.
At Carlos F. Whitaker.
E. Whitaker.
Either one works.
FYI.
Yeah.
We were talking. I was thinking a couple weeks ago, I've actually never had you on my Human Hope podcast.
Oh yeah, I haven't been on Human Hope. I was on
The Pew Party podcast. Yes, you were.
In 2013.
But I'm 111 episodes in now.
Yeah,
and
you're doing awesome.
So I apologize. You've had me on yours three times already, I think.
Right.
There's something in my, and I just thought to myself, we're going on tour together.
Yes, next week.
Next week we're going on tour together, and we literally right now around this table had a couple team members in here, and We already had like moment number one of freak out excitement, like, oh my gosh, this is going to happen at the beginning, and then we can do this, and what are we going to do? And there's just a lot, like I'm just getting goosebumps right now.
Isn't it fun?
Are you excited?
Oh, I'm really excited. I mean, A, you and I have dreamed of doing this. I mean, we've floated it into the atmosphere for years. And so that is fun to me.
Yeah.
We've never done anything like this. Neither you or I have ever done anything like this. And so that feels interesting.
Yeah.
That there are aspects of this show that have never existed before.
Right.
And because you and I are both people of faith, we have the undergirding and the backing of if God switches it up, we're open to that.
Yep.
And so that means we're going to do 12 shows that are different.
Yes.
And I love doing 12 shows that are different.
Well, I uh, I've never done shows. This is my first tour. Yeah, and I want to get into the tour because I do want to talk a little bit about the tour. I want to talk about just some dreams we have for the night.
Yeah.
And maybe even drop in a couple of little surprises here.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Just some of them.
I agree.
But really, I got a couple DMs a few weeks ago from followers that were like, I'm really excited about, you know, everything that you do, and I'm excited about this tour thing, but it's not a Carlos tour, it's a Carlos and Annie tour. And I just realized some people
who's
don't,
Annie?
Don't know who you are. Some people that follow you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And maybe. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to introduce Annie F. Downs to my Instagram, my Human Hope, all the places.
Yeah.
For people that don't know who you are and why. And I think it just so that they can make sense of, oh, this is why both of them together are doing this. So I'm literally just punting a ball to you going, Annie, who are you? I'm sitting next to you on a plane.
Who are you?
Who are you, Annie?
Yeah. Yeah, so hello, everyone. Annie F. Downs. Do you know, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, Carlos, but the reason we have to use the F is because there's another Annie Downs.
Yes.
She's a very famous quilter in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, she is like the top of the quilting world.
Have you ever had her on your podcast?
No, she doesn't want to be friends as much as I want to be friends. It's been my experience. Okay. She may feel different now, but in history, that is... She's running her life.
Yeah.
And I respect her. And, but if you look at the hashtag Annie Downs, it floats between one of my books, one of my podcasts, and a puppy dog pattern.
Oh, that's amazing.
And at Christmas, Carlos, it just goes bananas. It's great. So, I mean, I think the easiest way, I've been writing books and traveling and speaking, and this has been my full-time job since 2012. So for 11 years, I've written 11 books. And travel and speak 2 to 3 times a month.
Okay.
Most months I'm doing, women's conferences and some teen events very rarely, but that's how I started.
Yeah.
You were like all touring for teenagers.
Like on tour buses.
Yeah. I was on the Girls of Grace tour with a Christian group called Point of Grace.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
It was a great way to jump in because honestly, Carlos, when you start in this career, the people who hire you to speak want you to have a book, and the people who want you writing books want you to be speaking.
Yep.
And so I was really honored and blessed, and I don't use that lightly, to get to start my career by going like, hey, your book's coming out and you're on a tour for 2 school years.
Yes.
It was a huge gift. And the funny part was it was a sponsorship slot. Like my publisher was a sponsor of the tour. They had part of the sponsorship gig was the tour gets one bunk for that sponsor person, and they have to bus out of Nashville. And I was the only new author for Teen Girls that was lived here. It was just providence, right? It was just how it worked.
Yeah.
So started my podcast, That Sounds Fun, in 2014.
Okay.
So we're at year 9.
Okay.
And then for the past few years, I've written books, created our shows for That Sounds Fun, and then traveled and spoke at events. Yeah. As I said, conferences and Sunday mornings, some corporate things, not like you do, but a handful of mainstream things. And then 2020, I helped launch a podcast network called the That Sounds Fun Network. And the reason to do that is there are a lot of people who wanted to make shows that A, wanted community, B, wanted knowledge, and C, wanted income from it. And we knew how to do all that.
Yeah.
And so 3 years later, the That Sounds Fun Network has shows on it, like Human Hope.
Like Human Hope.
That is, I mean, you're a perfect example of why we're so honored to get to run the network, because you've always had a podcast in you. You've done it over and over. What you needed was for a team to come along and say, sign this dotted line.
Yes.
And let us help you get this out every week. Yes. And you nail it.
Yes.
And so that's really fun to me. So that's what I do. Those are my 4 legs of the stool.
Yeah.
Live in Nashville, not married yet.
Yep.
Get to have a great group of friends. I love your family. I mean, what else do you want me to say?
This is what I want to say.
Okay.
So hearing that and like actually listening to your journey, like rewind back to, you know, 2011, 2012.
Gosh. When did y'all move here? 10?
We moved here 2010.
Okay.
I think my third iteration attempt of having a podcast was like 2010. And it was called the Pew Party Podcast. Mm-hmm. And you came over and you were, you know, we were both blogging back in the day.
That's
we had like big blogs.
Yes.
And I was doing music. Like I was like full-time worship leader traveling.
Yeah.
But as I listen to you tell your story, this is what I need people to hear about you. Annie is not only, and again, listen, I don't know how you take compliments. I've never necessarily sat straight across from you.
Yeah.
Some people don't like these or not. But what you are so gifted at in my life in particular is as you talked about your journey, I literally am like realizing how many things that you have literally shifted the trajectory of my life, like me. And these for you may just be, you're so good at loving your friends. You're so good at loving people and introducing people and all these things.
Oh, yeah. When my friends become friends of my friends is my favorite.
Well,
thing.
So here I sit. Here I sit, 49 years old. And as you're listening to the podcast, I could be 50 if you listen in 3 months. but here I sit and I'm like, okay, wait a second. I am a full-time corporate speaker with leaning to the faith in some spaces with Premier Speakers Bureau.
Yeah.
Annie was literally the one that put me in a group text with Brian at Premier Speakers Bureau and said, you need to meet this guy. Because I was just kind of trying to figure out on my own. I was booking stuff on my own. And it was okay. I was paying the bills barely.
You were doing great.
But you put me in touch with them. And suddenly they helped me kind of take off on the speaking thing. And so suddenly I was going from, because the thing was I was going from musician to speaker. And so not a lot of people make that transition and it work.
Yeah.
And now nobody, probably 95% of the people that are listening to this podcast are like, you were a singer? Like they just don't even
they don't
know.
Even remember that.
Because that's called a successful career transition.
Yeah.
You did that. You helped me with that. Okay. So there's number one.
I got to help.
Ready? Carlos the speaker. Thank you, Annie, for helping me with that. Oh, Carlos, do you get a text? You should really think about starting a podcast. I was like, yeah, Annie, I've started like 3 or 4 and I only make it through like 10 episodes and I'm done. No. You should join our network, start a podcast. You're listening to the fruit of Annie reaching out to me again, Annie, and saying, I think you can do this. And now I love it. It's fun. It's part of my business plan. It feeds my family, all of these things, because Annie invited me again into something else. Hold on, not done.
Wait, can I say my favorite part of that?
Okay.
One time you said, I thought the podcast would help me buy gas, and instead it bought me a truck.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
And when I tell you that brought tears to my eyes then, and it is, I mean, it is what you do. The reason that is true is because of what you invest in this show brings listeners who believe you.
Yeah.
And so, man, that is one of the highest compliments you've ever given our network. Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. So there's Annie. In that infiltrating that part of my life.
Yep.
then we're like, and he's like, hey, like let's think about doing a tour together. And I've always been the like when I was like in Christian music, I was like the like on the Newsboys tour. So there was like it was the Newsboys, Cutlass, Disciple. I'm trying to think of all these bands.
Oh my gosh, that's such a fun tour.
Oh, yeah. And then maybe one other band. Finding Favor, maybe, and then it was me and tracks. And we were in arenas. And I just remember walking out. And
were
I was
you
like,
the first guy?
I was the first guy. All the lights are on. No one's in the room.
Yeah.
And I'm out there with my, you know, with my merch. And, you know, if I sold five CDs.
Right. Gosh.
Five CDs, I was like begging people, you know.
Yeah.
And here I am co-headlining a tour with you. First time for that. And I honestly believe this is just going to springboard me into the next 10 years of my life doing this. And I've been waiting my whole life to find help to help me do this whole thing. And I actually just shared last week on my Instagram because I hadn't told anybody that like we now share a management team.
Yeah. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like. I'm addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials. You can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with MasterClass. MasterClass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best and become your best. MasterClass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access MasterClass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with MasterClass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right, getting a custom piece of art for your house, listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun.
Andy, you are so literally like you've just led the way for me. And so I just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
All of these things in my life that people are enjoying the fruits of me being brave, it's because you invite people into your life and you just cheer them on. And just am so grateful. I've never been able to tell you thank you.
That means a lot to me. Yeah. I believe you. And yeah. It has been an honor, and it is an honor to get to walk beside you and doing this. It is what makes, we both moved here from Atlanta.
Yep.
It is what makes living here, not that everybody has to live here to do this well, but there's a real advantage to being neighbors.
Yeah.
There is a real advantage to sharing life. Cause then you go like, I will always cheer.
Yes.
What does it look like to cheer for you next? To say, do a show. What does it look like to cheer for you next? To say, come talk to my management team. Yeah. Like, get involved here. So I'm thrilled. And it's, I mean, anything we can do to move someone else's calling and what God's invited them to, the way that God's invited them to spend their lives.
Yeah.
Because when it gets really hard, and it does get really hard.
Yeah.
When it gets really hard, we go like, okay, at least I'm not the only one who believes in me.
Right. Right.
At least someone else said I could do this.
Yeah. Who is that for you? Who cheers for you?
Oh man, that's a great
question. Because you're so good at doing it for other people. Who does it for Annie?
You know, it's funny you would ask that. There are certainly people.
Yeah.
There have been people who've opened doors for me all along the way.
Yeah.
And so that, but also there are times where the thing we're best at is the thing we long for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I think there's a portion of me that the thing I'm best at is what I wish would happen for me or does happen for me or did happen for me. But there's also people like when I'm thinking, and you're this way too. Like I have those little blips on your radar, but there are so many people. I mean, Reggie Joyner, right? Like there are so many people in your life too, who have done so many kind things. And that's true of me too. I think of Lee Holt, who is Lauren Daigle's manager. When she started her Mad Jet company, I was the first client.
Okay.
And then she signed Lauren and was like, took me to Peter Sushi, was like, hey. And I was like, I think I know where this is going. And it's beautiful. She offices with us now.
Totally.
And she's still, and the beautiful thing about that relationship for me is it's still a phone call I can make.
Sure.
Kelly, your team and my team, Kelly, Jamie, Haley, Lonnie, they're amazing.
Yeah.
And we have the benefit of other managers that we can go, hey, would you vote this way too?
Yes.
Okay, talk to me about that, especially when something goes sideways.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
Yeah.
Or when I'm dreaming of something.
Yes.
So Lee's probably the voice when I think professionally, the person who has done the most of, hey, I think you can do this. I think you can do this.
Yeah.
Now also it's my team.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's the people that work with us. You have a new team member coming. Is that a thing?
No,
is that public?
She's actually at the point of this recording, I think day one.
Oh, great. Welcome to the team. So that's the other thing is you don't necessarily need someone higher up the mountain to pull you up.
Sure.
If you have people next to you on the mountain,
let's go.
Y'all can pull each other up.
Yes.
So, but also my strength, and you, this is true of you too, Carlos, though, but I see myself and identify as Enneagram 7.
Yep.
But my eightness is very dominant. If I didn't know to pay attention to motivation more than behavior, I would think I was an eight. And part of that is, I love conquering mountains.
Yeah.
And when I get to the top of that mountain, the way I keep winning is by bringing other people up the mountain.
Yep.
And so it's okay if someone throws me a rope part of the way, but I don't have a ton of rope, because what God made me to do is go to the top of mountains.
Yeah.
But people have helped me. I mean, my dad has rescued this company before financially, and I got in a real bad spot. So there has been people who step up. We just can't do this by ourselves. So my team goes, we're climbing these mountains. We use this language of, we have mountains in this career.
Yeah.
We have my speaking, my writing, and my podcasting.
Okay.
When we're climbing those mountains, having them go, hey, I put another carabiner on here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we can keep going. Hey, you got to rest. We put a tent up right here because you got to rest.
Yeah.
Having that team alongside me.
Yeah.
And even when I only had one assistant or when I had an intern.
Yeah.
Anybody helps. But also at that point, I had a board of directors that were volunteering, and I was paying them in food once a quarter. Kelly was one of them, our manager.
Oh, wow.
That's how we started.
Oh, really?
We were friends first, but she was on my volunteer board of directors.
Okay.
Her and Kyle Chowning and Keith Bordeaux from Compassion.
Okay, wow.
The three of them really they're all brilliant in different arenas.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, because I'm not married yet. Do you not know this about our house?
That you're not married?
Yeah. You're like, oh, Annie, I've heard you say it.
Annie, I have text threads.
You won't be single because people didn't know. That's it. You aren't single because you haven't told.
No, but what's
about
the
having
thing
a board.
No.
Yeah. So they would come over once a quarter.
Okay.
Because I'm not married, I didn't have anybody to process things with on like a daily basis who I felt good about seeing my finances.
Sure.
And all that stuff. So I gave the three of them, I was like, you can see my phone.
Wow.
You can see my bank accounts.
Wow.
You can see my emails. You can see anything.
Yeah.
And it also once a quarter made me type up like a business plan and how I was doing.
Yeah, that's good.
And so that probably went for 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Where they came over once a quarter to my house.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
when
you first
dinner.
Started speaking and you were writing books.
Yeah.
And,
okay. So having anybody alongside you, spouse, friends, pastors, board, intern is really those are the people. So where I haven't had, when I look and go, man, I wish someone, I have some names of people, I'm like, I wish you'd have brought me along.
Mm.
We were friends and you didn't invite me to open for you, or you didn't invite me to do this with you. I wish you'd have brought me along.
Wow.
I have those wishes. I mean, I bet you do too.
Yes.
Like, I wish y'all had taken me out on the road. You
Seriously.
Took that person, but I wish you'd have taken me. And so I feel all that. And also, I have such a village that has partnered with
me
and helped me.
Yeah, no, you do. So hopefully people that are listening to the podcast right now, they're like, okay, oh my gosh, this is not only a friend of Carlos. This is like someone that he believes in and is kind of all in, which is why we're, I wouldn't just go on a tour.
Sure.
Honestly, like I honestly probably can't even think of anybody else I would want to do this with, share a stage with, and trust to be able to share a stage with, because one thing I love about you, and we're both people of faith, we both have strong convictions, we have strong, but you aren't scared of navigating difficult conversations. You're not scared of doing that. Tell, for the person that's listening that maybe not doesn't know who you are, Tell us what, kind of how you, how does Annie walk with people? Because you've done it so well. You know, I have this thing I say all the time is don't stand on issues, walk with people.
Yeah.
And you're so good at walking with so many different types of people. You've got friends with all kinds of different worldviews.
Yeah.
And really on the tour, we're going to be talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, but so like what's your kind of navigation tool when it comes to maybe those kind of conversations and relationships?
For better or for worse, I kind of lean on what Jesus said a lot, which was love God and love other people.
Yeah.
And so my filter is... And I have gotten a lot of pushback about this.
Same.
But my filter is, does that person feel loved by me?
Right.
And if they don't feel loved by me, then why? Okay.
Right.
Is it because of what they heard me say?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great example.
Yeah.
We were sitting, I went to a musical a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
My friends and I sitting around us, we're having a very good conversation. This family is trying to sort out a church that is right for their family.
Yeah.
And they've adopted a child that is not their same race. And the parents have conflicting views on affirming LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And what do they do about that?
Yeah.
So we're having this conversation. Well, I realize in the moment, the row behind us is 5 black women. The row in front of us is 2 gay couples.
Yeah.
And my radar goes up of, they are not going to hear this. I'm afraid they will not hear this well.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they will hear us. Yes. I don't care about Annie F. Downs.
Sure.
It was they're not going to feel loved. Because because we
that
can't
so
win
good.
With either row
in
this conversation
in this
right
conversation.
Here between a handful of white women who are trying to sort, white straight women
who are
trying to sort this out, right?
Yeah.
And so I felt this, I just felt sick to my stomach. And at one point, something funny happens in the play, and one of the guys in front of us turns around, looks at me, and said, "You love that?" I said, "I loved it." And I went, okay. Now, if he and I were in long-term relationship, there's more opportunity to have conversations about where we land on things.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting in a room, and I think that room can either be Instagram.
Sure.
That room can be TPAC in Nashville.
Yes.
That room can be our 12 rooms where we're doing the Here For You tour. That room can be at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I really want people to feel loved.
That are just even eavesdropping in the conversation.
Yes.
So
and
good.
So while I wanted to help her.
Yeah.
And
I
kept saying, because of where we're sitting, can we do this later?
Yes.
And she was like, yeah, of course. Because I was turned toward her.
She couldn't
so
see.
So she couldn't see everything that I could see. And so I just said,
Andy, that's so good.
I think we are having a conversation that could make people feel unloved.
Yes.
Now, in every scenario, I have to work to find truth in love.
Yeah.
I'm much quicker to find gray in love.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not what we're called to either.
Yeah.
And
so
even this morning, someone had a conversation with me about like, hey, if you love that person, why haven't you told them fill in the blank?
Sure.
About a relationship they're in.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is a great question. And also, maybe I'm a little scared. And also, I want them to feel loved and I don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
So
the
balance of do people feel loved and am I people-pleasing is feels like a thin rope to me. And
yes.
I feel like the Lord wants to remind me, like, this is a river.
Yeah.
You're all right.
It's a river. And it's, you know, a river is, when you look at a river, it goes up, it goes down, it goes wide, it will flood, it will move boulders, it can go down to a trickle. So, like, our humanness and relationships are like rivers, and I do feel like it's going to shift, it's going to move, it's not clean, it's not like I was just at a freaking water park where I knew where the lazy river was going to go. And so I'm like, but that's not reality for relationships that we're in.
No.
And
the interesting thing about being people who are a little bit public in our lives is that one of the beautiful things that your friends let you do and my friends let me do on the other side of the work, majority, not all of them, but majority, is they let us be humans who learn.
Yeah.
And so when this internet gets turned sideways on me, I go like, give me time to order a book.
Yep.
Give me time to learn. I cannot learn at the speed of the internet.
Right.
But I can learn at the speed of learning.
I've quoted you on that many times.
Yeah. And so just give me time to learn.
Yeah.
And let me grow and change.
Yeah.
And so even when I'm hopeful about our tour and thinking, I'm like, man, y'all are going to come and we're going to tell you what we've learned about how to be there for people and what it really looks like.
Yeah.
And in 5 years, I'll have more ideas and I'll have wished I did that a little different and this a little different. And
yes.
We just have to I mean, it's why How to Human is great and Human Hope is great, is being a human is the central part of this.
Yeah.
And I am going to make mistakes in it, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm not going to – sometimes I'm going to have wins that people are proud of, and sometimes I'm going to have losses that people are disappointed with me about.
Absolutely.
Okay. Guess what? I have a perfect attendance to my wins, and I have perfect attendance to my sins.
Yeah.
So I haven't missed either of them, so I know who I am.
Yeah.
Y'all have missed more of my sins than I have.
Oh, no. It's totally true. You know, it's –
I
don't think by the time this comes out, Al Andrews is going to be on my podcast. He's my therapist for when I went through the darkest season of my life. So, you know, he gets to come on. But one of the things that I told him that I was always scared of is that, you know, Al, like, I'm just scared I'm going to get exposed. Everyone's getting exposed. And like, you know, everyone is cancelable, right? Like I used to have this fear that I would be standing on stage and somebody would walk in and stand up and look me in the eye and say, everybody, this is Carlos's sin. This is, you know, whatever. Wow. And I used to have this big fear of that. And Al just told me, he's like, Carlos, he's like, you simply let them do that. That's never going to happen. But if it did, you'd let them do that. And then you say, actually, I'm actually a lot worse than that. Like I've actually, like, thanks for
that
sharing
part
that
you thing. Said?
Oh my gosh, like, that's cute. But can I tell you, this is what the Bible tells me. The Bible tells me that I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm an adulterer. I'm all these things. Yeah. So actually, like, I'm a lot more than, but because of Jesus, like, I am clean and I am forgiven and I'm all these things. And so to hear you talk about, you know, just, you know, navigating relationships where, sometimes we're going to win, sometimes we're going to lose, but the humanity of it, I think, is what will spill into this tour, honestly. Like, I think it's going to be, like you said, it could be 12 different conversations, it could be 12 different shows, because we're just going to be human on stage. We're just going to look at the audience and say, you've been here for us, we're going to be here for you, and what's that going to look like, you know? I'm excited.
Cancelable thing, I think, is so interesting, because if everybody can be canceled, nobody can be canceled.
Right, right.
And so you get to keep doing your work.
Yeah.
And I love that we've gotten there. When people yell at me on the internet, it really hurts my feelings.
Yes.
I mean, I won't pretend like, it gets sideways for me. I left Twitter over it.
I
mean, it gets sideways for me. But also, the beautiful thing is people go like, oh, once that calms down, oh, Annie's still Annie.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You know what? She actually has some chinks in her armor.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Oh, she's not great at everything. Uh-huh. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And so I love that. I think if God asked us to be anything but human in front of each other, what a hard thing to actually navigate.
Yes.
But because he's like, no, Annie and Carlos are humans who are flawed.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way. If someone walked in and said, here's Annie. Hey, everybody, listen up. Here's what Annie does. I'd be like, yes, 7 people know that already.
Yeah.
You're not saying anything that my small group doesn't know. You're not saying any sin that somebody – it's why we don't want to have secret lives, right?
Yes, totally.
You and I's biggest days of fear were when there were secrets.
Yep.
Now that we don't have secrets,
right,
besides some fun things we're doing on tour,
exactly.
I don't have sin secrets. You know, I don't bring Oreos in my house without telling Nancy, my mentor, who you know. Nancy knows if they come in my house. And I'll tell you why. Oreos are not the problem.
Right.
But if I start keeping that secret, I'm like 3 Google searches away.
Yeah.
Or 3 television shows or 3 deep, dark moments of sadness. I am not far from lots of secrets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so
good. So if I will back it up.
Uh-huh.
Then someone walks in and goes, Annie eats Oreos at her house. I'm like, Nancy knows.
Yeah.
Nancy knows.
That's good.
So
I love it. What's something we can clue in the listeners that they're going to get to experience on tour?
On the Here For You tour?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't told you. Can we talk about your 50, learning 50 things by 50?
Yes. And I really need this tour because
you're behind.
I'm behind.
You need to do 50 things in your 50th
year. Or the 50s.
Yeah, in the 50s. So every night of the tour, I'm teaching you something new.
Yes, yes, you are.
Do you have boundaries around that?
Like, zero.
So are you fine that I'm surprising you every night? We have got a great list.
Really?
But I didn't know if you wanted to approve anything.
No. Okay. I am. Okay, so again, so everyone, there's going to be a segment every single night where Annie is going to teach me something new. And and the beautiful thing is everyone in the room is going to learn how to do it too.
That's exactly right.
So we're
right.
all going to be learning. We're
That's
all going to
exactly
be growing.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I need you to know that we've had people reach out and offer to be guest experts on things.
Oh, wow.
So we have some surprise humans.
Oh, great. Even better.
We have some things I've got to learn first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you the one that I am sure you don't know.
Okay.
That I am borderline an expert on is folding a fitted sheet.
I do not know how to fold a fitted sheet.
We're going to, for sure, that is one of our nights, is we're going to learn how to fold a fitted
sheet. My wife is going to be so excited.
It's so much easier than you've, than you've put energy to it. So that's a surprise that you don't
know.
How
do you get like the squishy corner parts? Like,
there's one out of 12. That's one you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to fold a fitted sheet. So I guess, I mean, we can actually kind of tell people. What do we want to tell them? I mean, the fun. Let's talk about the stage.
Yes. So the stage, we, you know, kind of dreamed out, what's it going to look like? Well, first of all, we're going to be on stage the entire time together.
There is no intermission.
Yep.
You and I never leave the stage.
Let's go.
We're up there the whole time together. It's not going to be insane.
Yeah. And so I mean, at that point, you know, like, who knows? Like, we could be in Ohio and Annie, like, just interrupts my talk in the middle. It's like, wait, Carlos. But last night you said this, you know? And so, like, that, I'm really excited about the fact that we're going to be on stage, you know, the whole time together. And, you know, it's going to feel, I don't know, I think it's going to feel very vibey, very coffee shoppy.
Have you finished your talk?
Last night with Heather.
I have not finished mine.
Because here's the thing. Obviously, like, I'm going to be talking about how to human. Like that's just kind of my message these days.
Tour's about is how do we do that?
Well, sure,
how
do we be there for people? But also, you know, as a communicator, when I have a successful talk, that moves the needle and helps people move, I have a hard time leaving that, right? Yeah. And so, like, I have my how to human talk that I've given. I need to let everyone know, that is not the talk that I'm giving. Like, I'm writing a complete new how to human.
Cool.
Now, the frameworks is still the same, be human, see humans, free humans.
Yeah.
But it's a whole other thing. And so I'm excited because I'm going to really be testing this out in front of... I think it's safe because it's in front of family and friends,
right?
And so so I get to, I'm like, what if I just do 12 different talks so that I can have 12 different things to talk about the rest of the, you know, the year.
That's right.
So,
and we're not recording any of them.
No, we're not.
And
so
we're not
come.
Live streaming.
Yeah.
So I have not finished mine yet either. But, you know, when we dreamed up Here For You, the idea was you and I need community and love our communities. And we are standing because we have communities behind us.
Yes.
And so many of our friends listening, we have people coming by themselves.
Yep.
We have people coming from a city they don't live in.
Yes.
We're not going to their city, so they're coming to us.
Yep.
And it's this opportunity to go, like, okay, let us give you some low-hanging fruit on how you find what you found in this room.
Yes.
And so there's going to be such opportunity. So really for me, I don't know if you saw this, but I lost my grandmother's ring last week.
Oh, I did.
And God and I went on this really intense journey about it because— I mean, I'll just tell you this. Yeah. I haven't told you this because we haven't been on the bus yet, but this is bus talk.
Yeah.
I had a really intense weekend the weekend I lost, after I lost the ring, because I thought, you're going to take that from me. You're going to let that happen to me.
Wow.
You know, and people kept saying, there's a Catholic saint that helps you find things, St. Anthony. So people kept talking to me about St. Anthony, and people kept saying, he is the King of Kings. He knows where everything is. God is, not St. Anthony.
Yeah.
And I went like this. You know where everything I want is. You know where my ring is. You know where my spouse is.
Oh, Lord.
You know where the finances are that we need.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't give me any of them.
Wow.
I mean, it got spicy.
Yeah.
And I think it can, right? I think we can have those moments. Mm-hmm. And so part of what I want to talk about on tour is the stuff we don't talk about on microphones and the stuff we don't talk about on podcasts, and go like, hey, the way God ended that story for me required community.
Yeah.
And I could not do it by myself. It took four other people getting involved for the Lord to end the story about my grandmother's ring.
Wow.
And it has, like, marked me. And so that's what I'm going to, that's going to be kind of, I mean, I had a whole other talk I was going to do. And then that happened and I went, oh no, this is something I want to work out on Here For You.
Yeah. That's good.
I want to work out what does it mean if people are there for you, whether you know them or not? Mm-hmm. I didn't know everybody involved in my grandmother's ring story. And
that
what happens
so cool.
when you don't get the thing?
Exactly.
Because I had this pause when the ring returned of, do I even tell people? Because there are so many people who don't get the thing they
right.
want.
Right, totally.
And that is hard. But then Revelation says, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, which we can't control, but the word of our testimony that
we can.
And so then I was like, no, the only way we overcome the enemy is if I talk about God overcoming the darkness in the story, and yet, and I say yes and a lot. Yes,
and
that's true. And
30 seconds for those that don't know what happened to your ring. Like, give us the ring story.
So One of my neighbors found it.
Okay.
Near my house.
Crazy.
Crazy. I couldn't tell you when it fell off. I noticed it dinner on a Friday night.
It was just gone.
I knew I had it on Monday morning or Friday morning because I saw it in an Insta story.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, did I not even put it on today?
Wow.
I saw it in an Insta story and I thought, oh no, it was on this morning. And it wasn't on by Friday night at dinner. I looked down and I was like, wait, I have my other ring on.
Mm.
Why do I not have that ring on?
Do you have it saved in a highlight or any, or is the story anywhere maybe?
Yes,
or?
It's in a highlight.
Or just come to tour and annual.
Yeah, yeah,
annual
I'm going to really talk about it on tour for sure. And then the next Thursday.
Wow.
Wednesday night. Okay. I lost it on Friday and my neighbor found it Wednesday night.
Crazy.
That is a lot of days.
On the ground.
A piece of metal to lay on the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. In a place I didn't even look. I was one of our friends, you know, Burger Up right here.
Oh, sure, yeah.
We had walked back and forth from Burger Up. So I was, analogies.
Oh,
Carlos,
yeah, come on.
I was spending all my time on Paris Avenue.
Yeah.
I was going from house to house. I had dug in my friend's trash.
Wow.
And my ring was at home.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I know.
Ooh, maybe it's right in front of your nose. Uh-huh.
I'd put all my attention on Paris Avenue and the Lord said, how about someone finds it at your house?
Let's go.
Right.
Annie,
so
that's
we're gonna there may be a book out of this.
Yeah,
you know how
you
that
never
goes.
Know. Yeah, yeah.
But I gotta work it out. I'm here for you two or four.
Okay.
So we're both doing that.
We're doing that.
We're talking.
We're talking.
We got surprises.
We're learning. We got surprises.
Oh, I can't wait.
We were just talking about just the intro and just like what that's gonna feel like and lots of surprises.
And there's a pre-party and a post-party.
Yes.
That's our language for the VIP.
Right.
But what people want is to make friends.
Absolutely.
And so there is so many spots. And the pre-party and the post-party are the way to do that.
Absolutely.
Is another way to my friend, I think one of them sold out as of right. I hope they aren't sold out by the time this comes out. But so I think I want people to meet each other.
Yes, absolutely. And just so people know, I do not have the capacity to do Insta Familia meetups on this tour. So the post party for me is going to be that place where I can hang and we can hang and we can do all those things.
Yeah,
so make sure, there's different levels.
We're going
levels
to have to drag you out when the bus is ready to go.
Yes.
I know how this is going to go because that's why we made you the post party because I wane after about 10 o'clock and you wax, I believe.
Yes.
And you get better.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll do my pre-party at 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm going to come stop.
The amount of Insta Familia meetups that I've done at, it's 11:30 p.m. I'm at a bar in Frisco, Texas. Anyone want to show up? And then 15 people show up, you know? Like, it's just, it's fun. It's going to be so
how do you feel
fun.
About bus life? Do you like it in general?
Yeah, I do. I really like it.
Have you done a one bus tour? I feel like you've been on big ones.
No, I've been on a one bus tour.
Okay.
I've been on my very first tour ever was the Shanes.
Yeah.
John Mark McMillan and me. And the Shanes drove their own bus.
I've heard that about them.
And
that's
they
hardcore.
Did their own sound. They they cut corners. I mean, it was amazing.
They're
great
impressive.
Business, great business people. But
I don't
so
have
that was
my
a one bus tour.
CDL, is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't either. We ain't driving. We got a driver.
No, but I do. I love it. I mean, people will know this by the time we go on tour, but I'm taking one of my family members with
me.
She's going to be working.
I can't believe it.
So it's just.
We really do. So for people listening, there's 12 people. I mean, you will see me and Carlos on the show, but there are 12 people that it takes to make the driver.
Off.
So 13 people it takes to pull off every one of these nights.
Yeah.
And we have got everyone we're traveling with except one you and I already know.
Uh-huh.
And that is.
Yeah.
That's bananas. That's the best part.
It's going to be fun. And you talk about bus talk, because it is. You get off and you get it. It's the bus is driving down the freeway and we're chatting about deep stuff. You know?
I'm always a little bit, I call it people drunk. I'm always a little people drunk after shows.
Oh, yeah.
And because I'm hyped. I've been around people. My adrenaline's super high. And I don't eat dinner before. I wait and eat dinner after.
Oh, okay.
And so I just have to get on the bus and start calming down because we do have to go to bed because we do. I mean, our first weekend is five shows.
We can't call it a weekend
no,
anymore.
That's a week.
That's a week.
That's
five shows. And our first bus drive is 79 hours long.
I'm going to have to take, what's it called, Dramamine?
Yes.
I can do, my max is about 15.
Oh, okay.
At 15, I start to feel a little woozy.
Yeah.
But it's also, to me, my really long ones like that have been where you get on the bus after a show and you go to bed and then you wake up and we won't do that. We're the opposite.
Yes.
We're leaving in the middle of the afternoon next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And going.
Yeah. Have you done little patches for
emergency? No, is that what I should do?
Yes, it's game changer.
Okay. Okay.
Little patches.
Yeah, I think that for that first one we'll stop for dinner next Wednesday, but other than that, we're rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday. No, because our first show is Wednesday. We're stopping Tuesday.
And then we do rehearsals.
On Monday.
Monday.
We'll do the whole show on Monday.
Yeah.
Twice.
Amazing.
That is crazy.
Let's go.
And I just want to say again, 12 local businesses, one in every city that
every
we get to feature.
City. Yep.
I cannot wait.
And that's so cool. They're going to have a place in the lobby.
Yep.
You guys can pour into them, you know, out there, get their stuff. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. I thank you for thinking of that. I think that is like such a neat thing we get to do is be there for these local businesses.
Yeah. So. We'll deposit into the communities, you know, that we're going into.
That's right.
Well, I love you.
I love you too. Thanks for doing this. I
can't
believe it.
And so many people love you now too that didn't even know who you were. So I told you guys. I told you. Now you know.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be really fun. I am honored to get to do this tour with you. I wouldn't have picked anybody else either.
You're the best. I love you.
Love you too, friend. You guys, are you as ready for this as I am? I cannot wait. Okay, it is not too late to grab a ticket and join us. A couple of the VIPs are really close to sold out. Some of the rooms are getting full, but we have still got a seat for you as of recording this week. We are headed to 12 different cities. Invite your friends, your mom, your sister, your husband, your wife, your small group, your book club, your everybody. And y'all just come hang out with us. We are going to have a blast. I cannot wait to see you there. Just head to hereforyoutour.com and that is where you can get your tickets. And a huge thank you again to our friends at Africa New Life for helping make this tour happen. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. I'm real embarrassingly easy to find in June. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on the tour bus. Y'all, I'm smiling with every tooth. I just am so ready. All the places you may need me, that is how you can find me. Don't forget, you can find the That Sounds Fun podcast on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me, y'all know already. I get home today from a little travel this week, and I get to start really packing. I mean, my guest room is already covered in my things for this tour, but I'm really ready to get packing now, and I cannot wait. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday for more of our Summer Lovin' series on dating with licensed therapist and author Deborah Folletta and my friends Becca and Lucas. It's going to be really fun, y'all. We'll see you on Monday.